Welcome back to the programme. Now it's the start of July, and as we do at the start of the month, I'm joined by Sinead Brennan from RTE Entertainment to look at the best of film and TV that we may enjoy this month. And rather than rushing straight to films, etc., I'd like to go to TV, if I may, and discuss the phenomenon of the women's football.
Yeah, so I think there's been unprecedented interest in it this year, which has been fantastic. So the finals today, the coverage starts at 3:30, and then I think kickoffs at 4. So it's America and the Netherlands. So America are the favourite to win it because they've won a couple of them before, and the Netherlands have never gotten to this position. But it'll be a great one to watch. Right.
Why do you think it's catching on? Because women have been playing football for a very long time.
I just think with there's more interest in things women are doing. I think with the whole Me Too thing and everything, I thought there's just a lot more women supporting women, and
it's very high quality football.
Yeah,
it's the way football good used matches. To be played.
Mm-hmm. It's the way football used to be played. There's no cheating, there's no diving.
Yeah.
They're tough and they're physical and they're hard and they're aggressive and they're highly skilled.
I think the viewers are surprised by the quality. The quality is exactly as Fergus said, very high quality. And then the great thing is there's been some really great matches. The USA-France match was really good. The USA-England match were really good because you've got excitement, you've got uncertainty of outcomes. The VAR is second guessing so many decisions. Right. It's really exciting stuff.
And the good thing is that they put this on the television. The fact that it's been on the television has highlighted how good it is. Mm. So that will have an effect that more
self-fulfilling
prophecy. Yeah.
I was at the 2012 Olympic women's final, which was between the USA and Japan, and it was a really good game of football. Technically, both teams were excellent.
Right.
Before
Let's
we know where we
him.
Are, Roy,
yes, Mary.
Keane, Roy Keane will be asked to set up a national Irish women's soccer team.
Oh, God. We already have
an
Irish soccer team.
We'll keep an eye out for that.
Can I just ask who's going to win?
I think America.
USA are strong favourites.
But we're always on the side of the underdog.
Absolutely.
So let us not give up.
And of course, Trump's involved now as well with the comments by one of the USA winger and whether she'd go to the White House or not. So there's politics has been brought into it too.
Right, God. Anyway, moving on. Where do you want to go? How Ireland learned to party?
Yeah, so this is Ard O'Hanlon is presenting this, and it's
Ardal O'Hanlon, we haven't had enough of him for years.
Yeah, but it's all about the show band phenomenon from the 1960s. I just think it's fascinating. Like, it was a bit before my time, but just to hear all the stories, see all the, there was the show band's show on RTE like a few years ago, and I just thought that was great as well.
Right.
It was just such a huge phenomenon, and this is going to take a look at.
How many of them are there?
There was about 600, I think, at its peak.
That's a lot of show bands.
Yeah, and they were playing like every night of the week. So there was just such an appetite for it.
Yeah, they were terrific. Now, the other one you wanted to highlight was the moon landing.
Yeah, so it's 50 years since the moon landing. So Anya Lawler is going to be presenting a 90-minute programme. It doesn't have a name at the moment, so you'll have to keep an eye out for it.
No-name programme,
yeah.
Okay.
But they're doing a live event from Black Rock Observatory down in Cork, and they're going to have a panel of experts, so there'll be astronauts. Chris Hadfield's going to be on, and they're also going to take a look at the Irish people that were involved at the time to make it all happen.
Right. And are they going to interview any of the people who said it was all made up?
Oh, I hope so.
I can still remember Kevin O'Kelly. Do you remember the big plastic bubble seat that he sat on? We stayed up all night, We stayed up until the small hours to watch that event. It was quite incredible. And right. most of us are gone now, unfortunately.
So that is next Saturday?
Saturday the 20th of July.
Oh, yeah, the following Saturday. Now, next, as we say.
So we've actually got a good few shows ending this month.
Okay.
So Poldark is going to be coming to an end. So that'll be on the BBC. So it's the fifth and final season. It's the show that made a heartthrob of Aidan Turner. And it's just going to bring all of that to an end. So it's like full of like action, romance, adventure, that kind of stuff.
Do you believe it will bring it to an end?
I don't know. I mean, people keep saying things are going to end and then they come back, so you can never really be too sure.
There's an economic imperative,
yeah,
I think is
exactly.
The word that they use. So That's on when? Let me keep an eye on
that's starting BBC. On the BBC on July 14th is when that's back.
Right.
And Orange is the New Black is coming to an end as well, and so is
Just tell people who don't know what it is.
So it's a prison drama, so it's based on the real life.
Women prison drama.
Yeah, and it's like the first few seasons of it were excellent. I think it kind of lost its way a bit, but I'll definitely be tuning in for the last one just to see how it all does wrap up. So the main character now is out of prison, so it's going to see kind of how she deals with settling back into normal life. And it'll also show how everyone else is getting on that are still behind bars.
Right, okay. What else is ending?
Suits. So.
Oh!
Yeah, so that's coming to an end now as well.
Touch of royalty there.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. There's a lot of speculation about whether Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, will actually make an appearance. They're kind of saying she won't, but a lot of people are hoping that she will. Yeah, I'd be shocked, but.
It would be. Standards, my dear, you just can't do that. Yeah. You know. So, but is there talk of her doing it?
So there's, I think a lot of people are more hoping she will as opposed to actually will.
Anybody here believe she will?
No. I thought they killed her off.
Did they kill her off?
Never been a bar before.
Yeah.
Meghan Markle wakes up in the shower, says it was all green.
And when's that on?
So that's coming to Netflix on July 18th. And then there'll be an episode weekly. They're not doing the whole binge thing with it.
Right. OK, now, where are we going to from there?
So there's Waco is a drama.
Oh, yes. Tell people about that.
So it's based on the 1993 siege on this cult in Texas. And I think it was like a 51-day standoff between the FBI and the cult. And it all, I won't give anything away for people who don't know the story and want to watch the show. But it's just, there's been so much mystery about what actually went down, like how...
The Branch Davinians, they were.
It's absolutely brilliant, the show.
I can feel an excess of Googling coming on to remember all of what the details were, because politics got involved. Yeah. There was death, there was all sorts of things. Listen, we will put the rest of your choices up on our website, but I'm actually going to have to go now because we're out of time. My thanks to everybody.